Restoring My Soul. Wednesday, the 8th of December. Serving the Law of God. The Apostle Paul rejoiced that there is deliverance from the body of death by saying, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." When Paul made this statement, he was referring to more than a single watershed moment or time of miraculous deliverance. Rather, he thanked God because he had been born as a son of God. He knew that, as a son of God, he was free to set his mind on the things of the Spirit and to find deliverance from the body of death through his ongoing fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ. As a son of God who is walking in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, Paul explained, "So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." He rejoiced that he had found the capacity to serve in the newness of the Spirit. We know that Paul was referring to having a spiritual mind because his mind was in subjection to and able to serve the law of God. In contrast to this, he explained that the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Even though he was setting his mind on the things of the Spirit, Paul recognized that his flesh still served the law of sin. This means that he still had the other law in his heart. He still experienced the motions of sin, and he was still subject to the constraints of death in his physical body. Nevertheless, Paul rejoiced that this contradiction was being resolved in his life as he continued to embrace his unique participation in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verse 25, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, Romans chapter 7 verse 6, and Romans chapter 8 verse 7. For further study, Galatians chapter 5.